Sangha is holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By a compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by a compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by a compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances. The precept of obedience to all good laws. The precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 great prohibited precepts. Not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so. Not to take that which is not given. Not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhamma, in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma. And I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma. And I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutiyampi, tatiyampi, saha. Again and yet again, may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. to end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
So happy to be here, and that I brought myself here every single step of the way, you know, in spite of what Ego was saying, which was a great deal.
Yes, I bet.
Yeah.
And that each step along the way, there is the opportunity to make the choice again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to keep bringing yourself here.
Right.
Here and here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And over again, Ego says it's going to be like this, and it's not.
It's never.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's just
the only experience of it being like, quote, this, is when we're in that conversation, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, as I was driving here, you know, the last couple of miles is really amping it up. You've got to get out of the car. You're going to be shaking. No. No.
Not so.
No. So one thing that strikes me is all this ego noise taking up quite a bit of time in my life and in my actual experience being different.
Yes. Yes. So all of that ego noise taking up so much time in your life, and it never comes to fruition. Mm-hmm. It's not actually so. And what a huge benefit to be able to pay close enough attention to get to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just so happy to be here. It's so beautiful and peaceful, and it just feels like a perfect opportunity that things are slowed down enough to see everything.
Yeah, a perfect opportunity that things are slowed down enough to be able to see things.
Mm-hmm.
That really is what this place is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To have as much as possible all that external distraction minimized so that we get a much better look at what's happening internally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that we can see things like that subtle process that you're talking about. You know, when we start to really see it, it actually isn't subtle. We realize, wow, it's going on all the time in everything. But when we are in our day-to-day lives and there is a lot of distraction around us, we often don't see it. We don't realize that time, you know, all that time is being taken up in the conversation. It can feel like it's being taken up by the components of my life, but it's actually the conversation that's consuming it.
Yeah, something else happened today. Something that's going on is, I guess the process is wanting to do things right and not doing them wrong and not getting caught. And so, so there's all that going on in my head. All consequences are going to be bad. And then today I was reminded to wash my hands. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was all that happened. Thank you. And I washed my hands. And Ego made up this big story about how it was going to be.
Right.
And so I'm just grateful for that contrast, you know, that that's not how it is.
Yeah. There's such freedom in that, isn't there? To be confronted by the situation that it's been controlling me with. Oh, God, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to do it wrong and it's going to be terrible. You're going to get, you know, someone's going to tell you, and then, you know, for me at least, the threat is how you're going to feel, right? And you're not going to be able to stand it. And But so there today, you were reminded to wash your hands, and that was it. You went and washed your hands. End of story. Yeah. And it's so important to see that, gosh, when we're present, that thing that's going to happen doesn't happen. Thank you. June.
In Thursday's group, I talked about getting all involved in political news, etc. Mm-hmm. Getting all identified and the energy just being hijacked and just twisted. I don't think I've said that, but that is kind of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that that affects, let's see, it affects my ability to think. And not that we value thinking all that much, but it's just kind of a normal going around through the day kind of intelligence gets just kind of whacked. So you suggested, thank you, that I keep the recorder with me, and when I'm about to do something like watch political commentary on TV for 3 hours running or something, just to announce to the recorder, this is what's about to happen.
Yep,
I'm going to do this thing. Let's see how we come out on the other end or something.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing some of that when it doesn't make me forget, which it does, but I've been remembering it a lot more than normal. And the very first thing I saw, it feels huge to me, which is, I have no sense of humor about this person and this practice.
Yes.
And I remember vaguely going through lovely experiences, periods of time, where there is a sense of humor, there is a perspective. One of the other monks talked about there's nothing wrong with anything. There's nothing wrong with there being an ego that feels separate and gets identified.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I forget that conveniently. And so it just felt really big and freeing to just see how all sense of lightness and compassion and kindness have been kind of drained away.
Yeah, it's such a big clue, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that one of the impacts of doing that practice of recording before you go to do this thing, which we can guess, you know, the reason it has any stake in talking us into something like that is we're going to feel that at the end of it. I mean, it doesn't actually care how we spend our time, right?
Yeah.
Picking flowers, you know, watching TV, it doesn't care as long as it can create suffering. So whatever is going to create suffering for each of us, that's the thing we'll get talked into. So then picking up the recorder and saying, okay, I'm about to go do this thing, just right there begins to cut that tape loop that's supposed to be completely foolproof to suffering.
Yeah.
So you cut that tape loop, and it sounds like one of the huge things you saw right off the bat was, oh, all sense of humor and lightness is lost. There isn't that perspective of, we get identified and ego does its thing and that's fine. Of course it does. We're conditioned humans.
Yeah. So, part two.
just to make sure,
Was, you've lost all sense of humor about this. Other monks, other monks other than me, monks often talk about, or I hear, a very lighthearted recording and listening practice, and laughing with the recorder and with themselves and with life. And you don't do that. You don't do that. Your recording is all very sober and aimed toward fixing what's wrong and whatever. And consequently, you're not good at it. Why do it? And
what an interesting conclusion.
What an interesting conclusion. And you know, for about 3 weeks, I believed it.
Yeah.
And then I said, it's practice.
Yeah.
Everything, June, everything you've practiced in your life, you've gotten really good at.
Yes.
These first recordings might not just lift your spirits to the skies. Keep going.
Exactly, because they might not, and they might.
They might.
That's the thing, we don't know. Because the other component of recording listening is, who's listening?
No,
right? Because there's that place of, you know, when we get to a disidentified place, often a recording that, you know, maybe I listened to last week and it was like, yeah, that was kind of grim and blah, blah, you know, whatever it is, it's always helpful when I'm here and listening to it, right? There's always something to see in it.
Okay, yeah. That's really good. Thank you for that.
Because, you know, it's just so clear in that, you know, gosh, I hear other people talking about really, you know, being lighthearted, and your recordings, I mean, your recordings are not that way. And it's like, this actually isn't uplifting. So if you're trying to help me make lighthearted recordings, this is not helping. What's your point? Right? Because that's where the serious and the, that's where it's coming from.
Yeah. No.
And that, you know, that.
I'm going to leave now and go record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was looking at that too recently, you're in that place of getting it, that when we get in whatever place we get into, you know, some form of an identified place, either really identified with the core things we get identified with, or just going around as me, or whatever it is, that we just practice, right? We do what we know to do. We record and listen, and we sit, and we do all of our things. And sooner or later, we're going to disidentify, because that's just how it works. And so for me, that practice of not believing that all that stuff in the middle is somehow wrong or a mistake. I mean, which is what you started with, that place of, it's not wrong that we get identified. It's not wrong that ego comes in and does what it does. Just part of the deal. And if we keep practicing through it, I think that's one of the pieces we often forget to celebrate. Wow, through that whole thing, we're recording, or listening, or coming group, or, you know, remembering to come back to I Choose Unconditional Love, or whatever it is, through that whole thing. Whenever we remember, whenever we come back to, we're just right back on it.
Yeah. That literally changes everything.
It does. It really does. Yeah. And the other place I love to play with it is when it gets us on one of those tracks, like, gosh, I mean, your recordings are, you know, this way, to just take it to the extreme. You know, how bad are my recordings? Like, on a scale from 1 to 100.
Well, there's the humor.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Just go right into it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's make a list of how.
Exactly.
What's wrong with my recording?
Exactly. Right, exactly. And then it's like, well, I'm sure there's more than that. Come on. Because you've been really, there must be more, right? Come on, more, right?
Yeah, because you're so adamant that they're so bad.
Right. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, all of it, right? Because then you're in a completely different place.
Yeah. Now I really want to leave it go.
Well, of course, you'll have this recording
yes,
to
let
him back to, so, yeah.
Wow, those both are so helpful. It's like, it just has to be done together.
It has to be.
I mean.
Yeah. For so many reasons.
Oh my gosh, I just feel completely, it's interesting because internally, even knowing that you're in a kind of a serious place mm-hmm. and that ego's there, mm-hmm. You can still be believing that you're in awareness about it.
Oh yeah.
Until something highlights a levity and nothing wrong, and you're like, I don't think I was quite there. I don't think I was quite in that place of seeing, wow, this is taking up a lot of energy, and just the attitude of, well, that's interesting, and oh, yeah, I want to try that out, you know.
Yeah.
It's that backdrop.
Yes, exactly.
That we need.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that backdrop we need. And I love what you're describing, too, because what you're describing is there is awareness there that this thing is going on, right? And then as I come to group and I hear other people speak, then I get to step back even more.
Yeah.
It's so not, it wasn't wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And in fact, there's been lots of awareness in recording. And it's just, right, there's those kind of different levels of stepping back and seeing it. And we assist one another to take that broader view. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been talking about the content of selling my house, which has been... It's funny, I think I said at the beginning, I heard myself on the recorder saying, well, I wonder how this will turn out. Uh-huh. And it's just, I couldn't have predicted any of the workshop that's going on, or how complex this would be, you know. I mean, content-wise, there are these sort of moving parts. You know, I have renters, I have these people who own the other part of the house, a realtor or somebody who's fixing things. Mm-hmm. But you just can't predict what life's going to orchestrate, so you can see what's causing you to suffer.
Oh my gosh,
And it's just, it's been a total miracle to be having that happen within a container of practice, mm-hmm. and just bowing over and over about however I ended up in this practice and ended up in monastic training, because I also get to see what I project would be happening if I wasn't in practice. You know, I watched getting lost and getting identified and just very, very familiar kinds of suffering. And just what I was saying, that practices allow over and over, is that something to bump up against.
Exactly.
Because when we're identified, we don't really know we're identified.
Yes.
It feels like, well, I need to do this.
Right.
Well, this is important.
I'm just working this out.
What's it? I mean, if they weren't doing that, then it just feels like you're in a movie, in a dream, and that's happening.
Right.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. And you're not in a movie. You're in your life.
Except it's your life. Yeah.
The movie is the perspective we get to see when we're in practice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that guy's in a movie.
Yeah.
But he's a character in a play. The whole thing being orchestrated. Yeah. The script was written long ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like you're yelling at the person in the movie who's really suffering.
You're in a movie!
Yeah!
Exactly.
They don't know that. They're playing around.
Yeah, it's not real. That's such a good image, because if we were to do that to an actual movie, the movie goes right on.
It goes
because
right
they
on.
Can't hear us.
No.
They don't know we exist.
They can't hear us.
Right? It's a closed system. There's no access to it.
There's just no access to it. Oh my God.
And yes, what a great place, because of course we always talk about, true for everyone on the planet, we can guess that everything is conspiring perfectly to wake each of us up. But boy, it's way more fun when we know that, right? And we can participate in that process.
And participate in the process.
So that with practice, you get to actually see that selling the house truly is, we say it all the time, but truly is a workshop.
Yeah.
Will the house be sold? Well, maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. We actually don't even know.
It's
sort of like buying the plane ticket. And then probably I'm going to get on that plane, but maybe not. I don't really know. But it certainly is a workshop.
It's funny when you said, once we're aware, you know, that this is unfolding and that there's a process of waking up, we can participate. And I just had this image of, hey, you can take your foot off the brake. My foot was on the brake? Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, no wonder we were running so jerky.
I felt like there was a tension in my calf there. I didn't know what that was. We were talking also on Thursday about every time that I go unconscious, a train wreck's being set up. And it may not see that right away. Might be in a day, might be in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I just watch. But I'm in a train wreck right now. And I don't know exactly, but again, that point around, because I know, you know, most people listening have set up commitments, practice commitments for themselves, mm-hmm. and how important it is to have structure.
Yeah.
Because, I guess that's the theme here that I'm talking about, is because we're just so used to believing we are ego, we are conditioned mind. Unless you have somebody mirroring authenticity back or something to bump up against, you just don't really know that.
Yeah.
So I've made some, I had some commitments around the structure, around communicating, around selling this house. Mm-hmm. And there's just that, and following along, great, there's the support.
Mm-hmm. Following your commitments, doing the
commitment. Yeah, you know, emailing on these days, emailing when I need to make phone calls, and you know, and that checking it out is the structure to where am I?
Yeah.
You know, am I in alignment with life or am I with ego?
Yeah.
Ego wants to paint it as, well, you have to ask permission to, uh-huh.
Right.
That's not it at all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's helping us see where are we? Mm-hmm. Because I want to practice being in alignment with life.
Right.
And I need assistance with that.
Right. So actually, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because in a way, they can seem like, quote, external structures. But when we're coming from the attitude of mind that you're describing, we're actually choosing those structures for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's a really powerful place to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a really powerful place to be, thanks for that. Mm-hmm.
That we're not victims to it. We're actually the participant, and we're actively choosing it.
Yeah. So there was a place where I was following along and a place that I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, but like 4 or 5 days later. And I, you know, communicated about that and got one of those really helpful from the guidance, whack, you know, yeah. Because even in communicating it, I didn't realize the extent,
uh-huh.
or I didn't realize the impact it was having. Uh-huh. It was almost like I was communicating about it, but still from an identified place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is going on, but oh well, and you know.
Yeah, that'll look next time.
Yeah. The image that I have when we have that place where we bring something to guidance and the response essentially is to help us get out of that thing that's killing us.
Yes.
You know, it is the feeling of a whack, and that's what we need, because I'm communicating. What do you mean?
Right.
No, you're still identified. Whack.
Yeah. To kind of get the image I got when you said that was, it's like practice is willing to, quote, whack the human, to give us that distance, that momentary feeling, because when we're in that place, ego and quote me are the same thing. There isn't that distance, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly you see that, and you're like, oh my gosh, actually, oh, what's going on here? There's a little tiny space. And from that little tiny space, there's the willingness to communicate.
Yeah.
And then the communication goes out, and then it sounds like from what you're describing, practice is seeing, Scott's still really close to that ego identification. That whack comes so that you can, whoa, there's more distance.
Yeah, I like that metaphor too. The image was like, and we've talked about cardboard Henry, but it's almost like a candy coating, like how an M&M has, it's like a shell.
Yeah.
And it looks like me.
The whole thing.
This is Scott.
Yeah, it's transparent.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a color. Sherry said it would be great if it were
transparent. Right. If it was bright red with an M on it.
I'm wearing, and I mean, his camouflage is perfect.
Yeah, his camouflage is perfect.
Flawless.
Yeah, the greatest trick of the devil was to convince people it didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, so here I am. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Yeah. Whack. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, now I'm here. And then I go on, and then I whack again. Oh, there was another shell on the top. And then we're not the shell. You know, and
it's like, do it again.
Oh my God, please do it over and over, because I just can't be trusted to do this on my own.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if this is a piece of what you're saying, Scott, but it just seems like, boy, when we reach that place in practice where it does become interesting and fun and exciting to have that shell cracked open, because then there is that place where I'm still so identified with it that, ouch, that hurts, right? It hurts to have that shell cracked.
Yes.
But when we get to that place of I project that you're talking about, which is, wow, it's interesting and it's exhilarating and it's fun, boy, that can really speed us along our way, because then it does become that place of, all right, well, let me encounter all of it, you know?
Exactly.
Let me see everything there is to see, because if there's another shell and another one and another one.
Yeah, why else are we doing this?
Right.
You know, and I mean, just to be transparent, there's plenty of in that process of feeling bad and you know, that kind of thing. And you know, where I feel just a little bit stuck right now is so when I was basically doing a bunch of emailing outside of the guideline, I put myself in this is the train wreck. I basically set up some things that if I now go back into in alignment with the structure of when I'm going to do these things, it feels feels the story is just going to create a lot of problems. Mm. Essentially, people are looking at the place now, this weekend, and are going to be making offers, and I've made a commitment to respond to them.
Here we are. Okay. Look at that. Train, dead into the thing.
Yeah. And so what I really want to drop is, it's basically the thread is, you're gonna go out of integrity. Mm. And it's like what I've been practicing. So eventually what you'll do is, well, I can't risk the not selling, but you know, that's what it's setting up. Right. This is like all your money is invested. You're just gonna,
big clue there.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And I'm totally inspired by somebody I was talking to the other day who said they were gonna record every hour. And that was their commitment for the week.
Wow.
I know. And they, you know, just ego was like, there's no way.
Are you kidding me? I won't get any momentum if you're recording every hour.
And they did it.
Wow.
And then they were traveling and they're going to be with people all the time. Oh, there's no way.
Right.
And their response is, well, we'll just see how life sets it up for that to happen.
Wow. We'll see how life sets that up to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a big shift.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Because basically what you're saying is, you're assuming life's support.
Yes. Yeah, the conversation is not whether I'm going to do it every hour or not.
Right, it's going to be interesting to see how life sets it up for me to do that.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is, you know, what am I integrity now? Yep. Mm-hmm. Am I integrity now? Yep. Well, yeah, but on Monday, what if you don't get a response from right now I'm in integrity.
Yeah. Right. And not only am I in integrity, but I actually don't want to have that conversation.
I actually don't want to have that conversation with you. Yeah, I'd rather be here.
Yeah.
In group.
And to me, those are the places that are so powerful, because it's a very tangible way that the choice is put in front of us. Is ending suffering more important than anything?
Yeah, that's exactly what's in my...
And not in a, is ending suffering more important than anything to you? You know, because it can come from that place right? That pseudo-Zen kind of place. Yeah. But that's not what I hear. What I hear is just that presence, that mentoring presence that I project, sees a guy who is ready for a really profound choice, and is giving him crazy support, like the person you heard who was saying, it's going to be interesting to see how life sets it up for me to do this thing that I am going to do, right?
Yeah.
So it's not up to me. I'm not going to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I'm not going to knuckle down.
No.
But I am assuming that I am going to keep this commitment.
Yeah, and what it requires is to stay here moment by moment.
Exactly.
That's what I'm really seeing. Otherwise, it's direct suffering.
Exactly.
At this point.
Yeah. It's so true. And we cannot look 2 moments ahead. What's going to happen with, don't know, right here.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No.
And it's clear. So this would be just crazy drama going on in my head, like just completely lost in the conversation. And then I'll see the grasses are so tall right now. And I'll be on the west porch and just seeing them flow back and forth in the wind. And that beauty and that stillness, and also the movement in the stillness, is just another backdrop.
Yeah.
Like, it's all okay.
It's all okay. I mean, I don't know if this is taking it too far, but to me in that place, it's like, you can have the house life.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not even
take
mine.
All of it. It's not mine anyway. Exactly.
Yeah.
That I don't want to trade anything for this moment. Anything.
Yeah, and then we'll see how life works it out.
And it always does.
It always does.
Right?
That's never not happened.
Right.
Yeah, I have some good folks on my side, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Penny?
A couple things, just from what was just said, that thing about watching the grasses, every now and then it just comes through, the drama, whatever drama's going on, that none of that is participating in the drama. Do you know?
Yes.
The entire world is just doing what it does.
Yes.
And the whole drama is taking place here.
Yes. Yeah, when you said that, the word patience just dropped in.
Yeah.
Life is just patiently doing its thing, and we're just over there, and moving all the grasses are blowing.
And the indifference. I mean,
it's just
doing what it does, and it's not involved in this thing that has me totally wrapped
right.
up. And it's in a realization that comes through every now and then. Like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Very helpful.
So another thing, quickly before I talk about the thing I was thinking of talking about, was a sense of being saved this morning bit, because I'm just in one of those places where there's 99 kinds of things to do that need to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was such a temptation to say, look, I'm just going to work all day. I'm not going to go to group. I'm just going to work all day. And because I've got these things to do, and I thought, that will not help me get centered so that I can do these things.
Exactly.
This is not a plan that's going to be helpful. I mean, actually, I might actually get a whole lot done, but this isn't going to help me with the internal agitation.
That's right.
So when 9:40 came, I just wound the beads and came on down.
It's very much like we had that last conversation,
exactly.
isn't it?
Exactly.
That those are those moments where we're truly choosing our life.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this really interesting experience yesterday I wanted to talk about a little bit. So I mentioned, I think on sometime Thursday maybe, that there was a memorial service yesterday for a dear friend that I've known since seminary days. And she was a clergy person for years and years and years, and so there were a lot of clergy there. And so there was, first of all, the invitation to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through the whole thing about, I'm not going to wear a robe, and I talked about that Thursday night. Anyway, so I ended up wearing a sleeve, and it was fine. And actually, all the other clergy had these robes, and I kind of looked at all these robes, and I thought, oh, too much? Mm-hmm. Would have been too much for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt just fine,
mm-hmm.
kind of clean. And so actually Mickey was supposed to talk about various people talked about her in the service.
Uh-huh.
And Mickey was supposed to talk about this woman's relationship to the community
mm-hmm.
and her involvement in the community, and Mickey
mm-hmm.
is currently sick. So I stepped in.
Ouch for that.
I had this great time doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, to speak to a sympathetic audience
mm-hmm.
About somebody who's really a fun person and be saying things you really love to say
mm-hmm.
is just about as much fun as public speaking can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of, response to that. And
mm-hmm.
and so I've just been watching conditioning. We just want to run with that. Just want to run with that.
Mm-hmm.
And watching, getting caught up in reviews
mm-hmm.
and then dropping it and caught
mm-hmm.
in reviews. So a couple things I'm seeing. One is just that the setup is always a setup for a takedown.
That's right.
Always.
That's right.
So,
mm-hmm.
it will get into, oh, great job.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't be feeling that this was a great job.
Exactly.
This is just so arrogant. And it's just,
right.
And again, it's that whole process of ego talking to ego.
Really. Exactly.
And this little person in the center. If I start watching the tennis match, if I start watching the movie,
exactly.
thinking I'm in the movie,
exactly.
then
it's a
no-win situation.
Yeah, and such an important point that no matter how it starts,
no matter how
positive it starts, it's always waiting to reel you in.
Exactly.
To the, but look at you, how arrogant is that? That
yeah.
you're,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, And the other thing about it was that it was such a good time. I mean, I really had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lovely service. And so one of the things that was interesting was to sit there and sort of say, well, could I be doing this again? Because I used to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so clear that no, I can't. That's not where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not coming from there.
Uh-huh.
And I love the music.
Mm-hmm.
I love the color.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of colors.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that in Zen, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And well, since Chitenge, it's gotten better.
And flowers.
I know.
There's a lot of brown.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brown. Shades of brown.
Which is a good color.
Uh-huh. And black.
Yes. But it was just so. It was interesting. It was a helpful moment to really get that. I so appreciate this community of people that gathered and their sense of what has happened and how they can be with that. Mm-hmm. And the minister of this, I really like the minister of this church. I think she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And but what they're coming from is a different place.
Well, and if I'm tracking what you're saying, it sounds like what was mirrored for you is a gratitude for what you do have in your life.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally. Gratitude and that I have had that.
Yes.
Gratitude for that, for all
no,
those years
of that. Yes.
But a real sense of that there's still, how to say this, there's still this sense that there's some intermediary between us and what is, you know, mm-hmm. in Christianity. Uh-huh. And what I appreciate about Zen is there's no intermediary. Uh-huh. If I were to re-enter Christian circles, I think I'd have to go Quaker, you know, that, uh-huh. that there's a directness to Zen. Uh-huh. That feels like that's just kind of where I'm coming from now. Uh-huh. And so the theology and the Christology mm-hmm. Just don't feel necessary. Mm-hmm. So that was just an interesting thing to realize. Mm-hmm. And also mm-hmm. to realize in the midst of that, the power of all that. Uh-huh. How incredibly comforting and supportive that is. Mm-hmm. And especially, I project, in the particular theology and Christology of this particular church, mm-hmm. which is very inclusive and, you know, loving. And mm-hmm. So it was a fun experience on many different levels. Mm-hmm. And on the level of trying to be, of conditioning, being in there trying to bamboozle, and on the level of the pieces of clarity
yeah.
that were possible in the midst of all that.
Yes, yes.
And the sense in the midst of it all that it was fun.
Uh-huh. Yes. It is fun, right?
Yeah.
When awareness holds all of it, because, I mean, that's kind of a theme we're looking at this morning, that, you know, when we're in a situation like that without awareness, then eventually it's going to pull us to that place that you're talking about. That's always what it's angling for, right. wherever it tries to enter. But when we have that awareness, when we're going through the entire thing as a workshop in awareness, then we don't have to go to those places. And in fact, from what you're describing, where we end up is a great appreciation mm-hmm. for all of it.
Yes. Yes. Appreciation for the role it has played in my life and appreciation for it in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Seeing how the role it's playing in people's lives and just mm-hmm. how quite wonderful that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm choosing to look at the whole movie rather than the movie this morning that was the train wreck.
I see.
They're like pushing me out the door, get to the monastery. I'm not going! It's Mother's Day. Like, one thing I want to do is go to the monastery. Anyway, so I was thinking about this thing of a movie because I was certainly in the middle of a bath this morning. And I was watching how what ego did. I mean, I woke up. It was a lovely day. Mm-hmm. Ego, I just got bamboozled, mm-hmm. and I got bamboozled without seeing it clearly. You know, it's just mm-hmm. mystifying how someone of the enlightenment of my stature can go down. How could this happen to someone as wise as I am?
So there's that humor we started.
There's the humor.
About.
Yes, exactly.
So
and I was not, you know, it is it's actually happened twice lately. In the sense that the quality is the same, like the feel is like I'm trapped, like I'm locked into the movie, you know, and that there is, and in this case, both times actually, there's somewhat of a, I could make a different choice. I'm not going. This is one day a year. It's Mother's Day. They should be behaving.
I am allowed to be identified today.
Totally. That is what it is. You know, it was like that. 300 however many days a year, you know, I get one day.
Yeah, and you know, Susan, I don't know if this is what you mean to be describing, but it's so stark in what you're saying that when we're in that place, I bet we can all relate to it. It feels like I'm getting what I want.
Oh,
I don't want to let this go. I don't.
Right. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very odd this morning because there was definitely, I can no longer, like, you know, if I didn't have practice, mm-hmm. I could actually believe mm-hmm. that they were causing this, right. that they are not doing Mother's Day correctly,
right.
you know. But in this case, there was a sense of, I is causing this problem.
Wow.
And I still have the responsibility. Okay.
Well, it's the layers that's got
to be. It's the layers. It's the layers. Yeah, 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 I definitely can relate to those in the
yeah.
nuance. You know, yes. And so there was a, and humor. Like, of course, what the seven in my life tries to do is to disidentify me with humor. And I could feel somebody down deep laughing. And I'm like, this is not funny. This is not funny. You should be waiting. Or I don't even know what the shoulds were. But, so, and then ego has the gall to say, after it's all, you know, kind of the worst part of it or whatever, and I'm, and everybody's starting to try and, you know, make me laugh or whatever, bring me nice things and start the day over it. You know, I could just feel the, I mean, they weren't all doing that yet, don't get me wrong. But I could feel like the battle, you know, mm-hmm. going on
yes.
between,
yes.
okay,
yeah.
okay, mm-hmm. I can breathe a little bit. Mm-hmm. I could make a different choice. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I'm not super emotional, actually, more since practicing, but like these tears mm-hmm. just began to pour down mm-hmm. my face. And at first I thought it was like shame because of the bad behavior I'd done or getting duped. But I think it was more that just an emotional, like energetic sadness mm-hmm. about the battle, you know, mm-hmm. that we all kind or that I was facing in that moment, that mm-hmm. that there's an ability to not, you know, mm-hmm. blame anybody else or blame myself,
right.
that really it was a setup
yes.
by this thing
yes.
that subtly started in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when I woke up, this is how it started in. I'm just going to tell you, take my advice. So I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful day. It's Mother's Day. And then it starts in. You know, just get up and get going. You know, you don't need to stay in bed. And so I'm like, yeah, got all this energy. Our dog got skunked for the first time last night. So I'm like, I'll go check on the dog, and it's beautiful. You know what? And it seemed like, and maybe it was, who knows, you know, that I was just, and I was, I think, enjoying life. But then ego starts coming in after a while and subtly throwing things. Well, shouldn't everybody else be getting up now?
Exactly.
I mean, where's my decorated chair?
Yeah.
You know? Why am I in here cleaning the kitchen? I'm not, you know, forgetting I'm enjoying myself.
Right.
I'm having a great life.
I wanted to do this.
Totally.
This was my choice.
This was totally my choice.
Yes.
And like, I'm awake.
Yes.
You know,
life is celebrating Mother's Day.
Totally. It
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Oh, the colors and the smells
yeah.
and the grasses
yeah.
and the little, I mean,
yeah.
right.
Right.
And so I was thinking about, though, looking at it from that place of awareness of the, because if I watch the movie from back here, there is a sense of, it's just, I'm watching a movie. There's no, that person cannot hear me.
Right,
they're participating
right.
in this drama
mm-hmm.
that is playing
mm-hmm.
that on this day happens to have ended in what someone would characterize and label
mm-hmm.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just watching it, it's similar to what was described about, it doesn't even have to be labeled bad.
No, in fact, it's very helpful if it's not.
Right. Well, because here's the, yes, it's very helpful. Just as, so I ran my marathon. I finished.
Oh,
I'm still alive.
Congratulations.
Yes. So that could be labeled awesome.
Right.
In the sense that it was, like in the moment,
yes.
awesome, yeah. awesome.
Yes.
But I do have this thing where sometimes people will come up and say, you ran, you know, they'll see it on whatever, like somebody else's Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm always caught off guard because they have a story going about it,
right.
what it means and how great it was. And
yeah.
so I'm always, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, and then you get, you know. So, but to watch both, if we're back here, there is a sense of, wow, I got to see a lot in both of them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not like I got to see a lot with the marathon and it's awesome.
Because I was the good right person.
Because I was the good right person, did the right things. And yeah. So, you know, it's like, and from this place, there isn't, I mean, and it's very, I notice, tricky to stay here.
Yes.
In the place I'm describing, which I guess is center.
Yeah.
But in the sense of it's really tricky not to be, I'm not
exactly.
a marathon runner, I need some advice, you know, yeah. with this one. Or on this one, you know, I'm a lousy, terrible, horrible
fill in the blank. Right,
yeah.
exactly.
Stepping back, a mm-hmm. lot to see in life.
That's so huge.
Lot to just see.
So huge.
And it's that whole, there's nothing wrong, right? The whole like,
That's
face
right.
of everything.
That's
there's
right.
nothing wrong with you.
Because, I mean, it's
wrong.
Back to what Penny was saying, right? Because
yes.
if we go to one side of the duality with the marathon, then we're set up for the other side of the duality.
Right. Well, yeah, well, with anything, that if there's ever a, like, the today was the worst Mother's Day ever, if the, or the marathon was the best day ever,
right.
you know, then there's like a right way to be.
That's right. And it's all conditional. We have to always be, quote, aiming for that right way.
Right. And if there's just a, we just get to live, you know, that like, yeah, I can't even... And it's the whole sitting still. You know, this is it. You know, this is it.
Yeah.
The thing that takes it away is conditioning.
Yeah.
Conditioning has a story that tells us what it's going to look like if we're present.
Yeah.
Certainly not going to look like today.
Yes.
Probably going to look like that. And so now you need to become a marathon runner.
Right.
right?
And
spend all your time.
That is absolutely
right?
true. Now I'm going to have to run a marathon every year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now I'm going to have to run a marathon twice a year.
Yes.
Now I'm going to have to run a marathon every month. Now, I mean, that's
yes.
what's going to happen.
And that's what's going to happen.
Right?
That's what's going to happen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if it's just, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
You know, and I just had this image, Susan, for each of us that, you know, Sarah, so there we are, you know, about to watch the 3 hours of TV. There we are in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah.
And to be able to stand up and go, this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
In those moments.
Yes.
Right? When someone asks us to wash our hands. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or with the people of a different religion. You know, clearly, this is it. I get to enjoy this. I'm not sure if they are. But this is it.
Right.
You know, the same with... And yeah. even when it's like this morning, it's a train wreck or the house or whatever, you know, and all that stuff starts to arise about, okay, I might be just have to be a little sneaky or a little out of integrity or whatever it's called to be. You know, that's it too. I really felt it. There was this week there was one of our things in the morning, the energy one. Anyway, I'm terrible at remembering. I record every day. I don't remember. Let's pull it out. But there was one about giving energy to something in the day.
Uh-huh. Was it the when you spend yourself your ritual? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Giving energy
yeah,
to yourself.
Right. Uh-huh. But what I was thinking was, what I practiced with that day, it was not a great, there wasn't like an exciting thing that I wanted to choose to give my energy to, so I chose to just give it to whatever was there. And I was thinking about that this morning, that I could give all of my energy.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, here's the thing about making a recording. You know, the truth is, we all sat down on the couch. And we all said a little prayer, and they sent me off to the monastery. That's the truth.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, it's just the truth. And I apologize before that. I just said it out loud. I'm sorry. And they know what I mean. Ruined Mother's Day. And what I was saying was not, I ruined Mother's Day, beat myself up, but you didn't do anything. You know, this is happening, and that's why they knew to get her down there.
And it's that place it reminds me of that we so often hear a parent will call into the radio show or that sort of thing and talk with Sherry about that place of processing in front of their kids, right? Wow, this took over.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ruin Mother's Day.
Right.
You know, this did. And even from that step back place that you just said, wow, got to see a lot in that.
Yeah, yes. And it wasn't ruined.
Exactly.
You know, it was probably lasted about 15 minutes out of the whole morning.
And, wow, a whole deeper level of compassion potentially being available out of that for all of us.
And it was well, I was going to say it was nipped in the bud really quick. You know, it could have been lifetimes.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Ego wanted it to last a long time. Yes. Ego did not want me to see any of it.
Yeah.
Any of it. Any of how it gets us.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to use the stepping back and watching and there's nothing wrong. Because
yes.
It's kind of what we started with.
Yes.
That, I like the recording, I wasn't here Thursday, but about before you go to do the thing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that you know.
Yeah.
So I've got mine, you know, yeah. Get in the car, okay, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
Exactly.
We're going up yeah. to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What are all the things that it should look like when we
right.
get there?
Yeah.
Oh, and what else?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly so. And we can use it anywhere, right? So in that place where I realized I don't have to do this anymore, you know, cross my hands and, you know, dig in,
yeah.
I can record and just say, just for the record, I know I could disidentify, but I'm not going to. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you, I'm not going to.
That's
you
funny.
Know?
That's so, I wish I'd thought of that in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's that thing that you're talking about. This yeah. is it. Every piece of it. This is it. You know, not getting through the places where I'm the bad person so that I can get back to the marathon.
Right.
It's all it. It's I see so much in all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See so much. And really, I know I was going to say, it seems I look a lot closer. You know, Sherry says that thing about most dangerous time is when we feel good.
Yes.
And when I feel, you know, this way, the way I felt earlier, there is like a huge willingness.
Mm-hmm.
To look very deeply.
Yes, exactly so. Exactly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I just, the other thing I dropped in as you were talking about recording is, I was seeing this recently, when we have that, when we disidentify from something that sounds so kind of core for us, to make a recording, to offer to ourselves, hey, oh my gosh, I just want to tell you what I'm seeing from this perspective. Because I know that you get caught in that place, and I know what it feels like. Because for each of us, we do know what that person is going through in a way that no one else can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And to offer to ourselves that disidentified perspective that will become unavailable again.
Mm-hmm.
It will,
mm-hmm.
right? So just to make that recording of, wow, what I'm seeing from this place is this and this and this, and boy, I can see that everything that came before, nothing, you weren't wrong in any of it, nothing was bad, it's all a workshop, you know, whatever we're seeing
mm-hmm.
from that disidentified place.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That we're offering to that person who will get stuck there again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's really good. I'll do that one. That one sounds good. Because I just saw it here, so I just grabbed the recorder in the car. You know, somebody was saying that getting here. You know, now I have to get to the car and pick up the recorder, which seems like no problem.
It's like what, 100 feet?
Totally. It's like coming here, you know. But the power of the devil, you
it's
know.
Strong. Very strong.
Oh, look at that flat, you know. Oh, and then I get to the car. And,
what a great.
Yeah.
So it's back to what Fred was saying. It's really great.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you really saw so, the.
Yeah.
But how long is it gonna last?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
And the recorder's here, and I'm just yeah, true.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I know. I gotta make the sandwich.
Gosh, wasn't this the Mother's Day?
What's I gonna record about? I don't know.
Yeah. And then here's the really Aikido move. That happens, and the minute we wake up, we all got it.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. In a couple of minutes, anyone has anything else, Jan?
What a great discussion. I just had an experience of the energy moving
mm-hmm.
that has been really kind of like them. I, as I've mentioned, I'm living my 70th year,
mm-hmm.
and in about a month I'm going back to Georgia for a big family get-together, and basically it's a birthday party for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am now the matriarch uh-huh. of the Shiver family.
Wow.
Yes. And, which is so weird to think about, but every time I go back to Georgia and get together with family. This takeover happens of it mostly comes down to what am I going to wear? Mm. How will I look? Mm. How will I sound? What will I do? What will they think of me? Mm-hmm. And it's old. Yeah. I can feel that it's really old. Mm-hmm. And it will wreck a party. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting here looking just and thinking of remembering that I'm going and that that's a thing that's probably going to trigger. It already has.
Yes.
And what dropped in was, well, wear a penny hat and a t-shirt. It's going to be at a lakeside or a beach thing. Wear a t-shirt with the funniest thing you can think of. Yeah. You know, wear pink and purple shorts.
Yeah.
You know, paint your face.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's that taking it to, you know, going right with it, going right into it.
And I'm going to do that.
Yes. And won't it be fun to see how life sets that up with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it would never have occurred to me to do that, I think. It probably wouldn't have without this conversation.
That's so fun. And definitely a place to make a recording, right? Because then it's going to be 3 months down the road. Wait, wasn't I
going to
wear a
pink shirt? Wasn't I going to avoid that whole ruining thing with what am I going to wear drama?
And you know, June, what I love about it and what I really am taking away from the conversation this morning is that when we realize truly that it is a workshop, there's no way it can be ruined. No matter how it goes, no matter what happens, it cannot be ruined. Because when it's a workshop, it's for me. Because I project what you're talking about is what it tries to get us into is, you know, oh God, what am I going to wear? What am I gonna... That's one side of the duality. And the other side is, okay, don't do that. Don't let it do that. Don't let it have the party. It's going to go a different way. We don't have to get in that trap. We don't have to, right? Which is true. We don't have to. But if we just join it on the other side of that, then we're just getting set up on the other side. But if the whole thing has that, what you're pointing at, that sense of humor and that lightness, and I am going to see a lot. That is for sure. Whatever happens, it's for me. And I'm going to see so much.